Marcos and La Cañada.
Not even close.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not that.
We have classic rock royalty sitting in this room from the Moody Blues, the great John Lodge. Good morning, John.
How are you?
Really good. So now... Sorry. Well, I guess I spit on the screen.
Yeah, that's great.
So now, John, first of all, the Moody Blues tonight at the Greek. How great would that be? Yeah. So if you want to go check them out, Moody Blues live at the Greek tonight and then Humphreys in San Diego tomorrow night. John has a new solo album. The album is his second. It's called 100,000 Light Years Ago. It's out today. Your first solo since 77. Why so long a gap?
I couldn't find a pen.
When
I made the first album, I was going to make another album, but we went back in the studios as the Moody Blues and made an album called Octave. And I am a Moody Blue, and so all my writing was really channeled through the Moody Blues up until, you know, sort of 10 years ago, really.
And does your solo work have a theme to it? Because I would think coming from the Moody Blues, that would be a kind of a part of your soul.
Yeah, the album really is based on something I've been thinking about for a long time, that the future is always in reach, but the past has gone forever. And I was trying to think what that meant. Mm-hmm. And I realized it's who we are today. So I wanted to make an album that's not reflective, but actually sort of charted my path to who I am today. And there's one song called Those Days in Birmingham, and it's me standing on the side of the stage waiting to go on concert on stage on a Moody Blues tour, and looking at all this equipment and sound and lights and trucks and buses and planes, and thinking about how it all began, you know, when I was sort of 13, mm-hmm. going to a cafe and dropping a coin in a jukebox, mm-hmm. a Rockola jukebox, and listening to, the latest Eddie Cochran song or something like that.
John, I think I know the answer to this. I mean, tonight, as I said, you guys are at the Greek, and it's going to be packed with fans. Are you ever going to get over the fantastic, amazing feeling that you get when the energy from all of those thousands of people that have come to see you enters into you? How do you get over that?
I think you have to accept it. You know, it's just amazing. Because, you know, sometimes you get to a concert and you may have had a really rough time getting there, you know. You might be on a charter plane that's sort of whizzed round up and down and turned over and everything else. Or you might have been in a traffic jam all day, and you get there to the concert and you may feel really tired and think, do you know, I am really tired. But as soon as you feel the energy from the audience, it's like it transports you to a different world. And you know everyone's look for... I think it's the pre-energy, because you know everyone that has booked tickets for that concert have been thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and for us, it's not. It's just instant for us. We have to just get on and play the concert. But, you know, people have the anticipation.
They got babysitters. Right. Yeah, they called off work. Yeah.
Yeah, got everything. And when you think about all those things, you can feel the energy coming off. And it's quite amazing.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with John Lodge of the Moody Blues. John, if I could get you for one more break, I want to talk to you about Buddy Holly and Andy standing there. He wants to bust your chops on something. So we're going to need you to sit one more break if we could.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Stay where you are. We're going to be making margaritas. We're going to be calling Mexico. And later at 8:50, the top 10 greatest live albums of all time. We return with John Lodge right after this. This is Marcos and La Mañana.
You God. Just stop trying.
So close.
100.3 The Sound.
Every day it's a getting closer.
Welcome back in. We have John Lodge of the Moody Blues in studio with us tonight. The Moody Blues are live at the Greek. There's not a better night. And John also has a brand new CD, a solo CD out today called 10,000 Light Years Ago, available today. Now, John, you have a song called Those Days in Birmingham where you mention Buddy Holly. And I was told by Sal Cerencioni from the Premier Radio News and Prep that there is a good story that goes along with that.
Yeah, Buddy Holly was the first real record I ever bought. That'll be the day. And I, a few years ago, we were on the road, and it was sort of a midnight, and we where Buddy Holly was. I saw Buddy Holly live in Birmingham. It was just one of the greatest things. And wow. I've still got the program.
Neat.
And but it was midnight, and I said to the promoter, "Can we go and see, you know, where Buddy Holly's, you know, buried? You know, I'd love to see his gravesite, you know." And so we went along. They opened up the cemetery, can you believe?
Wow.
Yeah, and we went in there, and they took us to where Buddy was. And I'm looking at the gravesite, and it was just like, for me, it was just like a revelation, you know, to see. And there's Buddy Holly. And I thought, what can I do? I need to leave something behind, you know, because I felt really affinity there. And I had a pick, plectrum.
Ah.
So I thought, I'll put that down. So I put that on it says Buddy Holly with an E, and I put the plectrum down, and I'm looking at it. And it's midnight, and suddenly came flying by was a cricket and landed.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. Landed on the sun. And I had my camera with me, and click, I got the camera.
Are you kidding me?
Now this cricket landed right there by the plectrum.
Buddy Holly and the crickets, and a cricket lands on.
It's amazing. That is
crazy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's crazy, something that infuriates me.
Mm.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He does this a lot.
I've just said enough. I think he knows what I'm getting at. Yeah. How is it thinkable? How is it fathomable that the Moody Blues are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Madonna has been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for over a decade. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Thank you. You know, everyone.
He says this behind your back, too, by the way.
Everyone's got their own agenda, so I have no idea. And, you know, it's, I don't know. I feel frustrated for the fans because they get really upset about it.
You've been making music for over 5 decades, and somehow they see fit to not include you in that. It's just, it's beyond my comprehension. But I wanted to ask you quickly about your first band before you were in the Moody Blues. It kind of fits into our theme today.
Yeah, we had a band, Ray Thomas, the flautist in the Moody Blues. I met Ray when I was 14, and we formed a band called El Riot and the Rebels.
Riot
and the Rebels.
Sweet name.
In those days, you had to have some type of theme, and there was Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, there was Nero and the Gladiators.
Right.
So we had El Riot and the Rebels, and we used to wear Mexican outfits, all suede Mexican, with all the embroidery.
Nice.
And 6-foot sombreros.
Nice. Big wide brim.
Big wide. And I have to tell everyone, buying a sombrero in Birmingham in those days was impossible. But we went to a hat maker and took him some pictures and said, can you make these?
That's awesome.
And he did. Yeah, sombrero. El Riot and the Rebels.
That's great.
If you just joined us, John Lodge of the Moody Blues is in the room. Let's go to Chris. He's calling from Newport Beach and has a comment for John. Chris, you're on the air with John Lodge.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. John, you're a legend.
Oh, thank you very
FYI.
Much.
FYI.
Thank you.
I was just going to mention, this is how great the Moody Blues are, and that is I was going to say that the album, Christmas album that you did called December, might be one of the greatest Christmas albums of all time. I think it's one of the greatest Moody Blues albums of all time.
Thank you very much. I'm really proud of that album because I think we approached the Christmas album slightly different to everyone else. And I'm really proud. Yeah, yeah.
It really is. Hey, real quick, I called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame about 2 weeks ago, and just the gentleman that happened to answer the phone, he's just the guy that answers the phone, got into a conversation with him, asked him, who calls here, because people call all the time, number one band, he didn't even hesitate, that's not in, that should be, he said, all the calls come in for the Moody Blues.
that's so
really
great.
Thank you very much. That's really nice.
The fans have spoken.
Well, thanks for the call. I wanted to bust your chops on something. This is we were talking to Sal Cerencioni the other day, and we were talking about your new record that comes out today.
Yeah. Good luck, Andy. We're all counting on you.
10,000 light years ago, I get this letter, and it didn't dawn on me, but someone says, this is from Bob Fazer. He says, You're the smartest person on Mark in the Morning, which I don't think anybody's going to argue with, right?
Just keep going. Just keep reading. We don't have that kind of time.
But you didn't call out John Lodge's title of his new album, 10,000 Light Years Ago. As any fan of the Big Bang Theory knows, Sheldon taught us that a light year is a unit of distance, not time. So the nerds have spoken, John.
Yeah.
What say you?
That's okay. If you can actually go through a wormhole and work out the distance between light years and light years in time, I'll give you a great example. If you look at the sky of a night, it's full of stars. Are they there or are they not? The light was emitted millions of light years ago. Now, that has covered a distance, but the light is here now.
Hang on, John. I'm rolling a joint. Let me get this thing going, and we're going to continue.
Yeah, did you hear that, Bob? Suck it. You just got the answer from a music legend.
On a side note, I would very much like for Mr. Lodge to just sit and read the phone book
right?
to me. Oh,
yeah.
My God,
yeah.
That voice.
It's one other piece of homework for you. You're playing the Glastonbury Festival.
Yes, right? Yeah.
Well, we had Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters on just a couple weeks ago, and I gave him some homework. You know, the Foo Fighters do cover songs from time to time.
Yeah.
They did a great Baker Street and so forth. I said that a song you wrote would be terrific for them to play. I can totally hear the Foo Fighters ripping this song apart. It's just an amazing rock song, one of my favorites. I'm just a singer. At Glastonbury, the Foo Fighters, I've learned, are on the bill.
Oh.
So if you get the opportunity and you run into Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters, ask him where your song is.
Okay.
All right. Just want to hold his feet to the flame on this.
I'll ask him if he's in the set.
Well, tonight at the Greek, if there are any tickets left, the Moody Blues will perform for you. A great spring night, a cold beer in the Moody Blues. Doesn't get any better. John Lodge has a brand new second solo album entitled 10,000 Light Years Ago. It is out today. John, the very best. Thank you so much for coming in here and sharing time with us.
Mark, thank you very much. Andy, thank you very much.
Great to meet you.